The Tigers squaring off with the Yankees in the Bronx. One of the newest members of the Thunder, Paul George, in attendance for this one. Pick up the action in the second. No score. Two men on for John Hicks facing CC Sabathia.
And he hits a high fly to right. That'll get a run in. Judge back on the track. At the wall, leaps. And she is gone. It's a three-run home run for John Hicks. That ball carried. Judge gave it a leap at the wall just out of his reach. A three-run home run for John Hicks. And just like that, the Tigers take a 3-0 lead. And here's the payoff. It's hit in the air to deep left field. Frazier going back toward the wall. Then at the wall, it's gone. Into the left field seats. A long home run. That ball went about four or five rows back. Didn't just get in there. So Justin Upton homers to left. Another home run for the Tigers, and they take a 4-0 lead. Pitch swung on and drilled to deep right toward the wall. Gone! A line drive bullet home run in the lower seats in right. Yes, indeedy. Didi Gregorius makes Yankee fans euphorious. He is a two-run home run. That is just like one of the home runs he hit in Seattle. A line drive bullet just inside the pole. Stump to Didi. And the bench is lined like a bullet to base it to right center field. Sanchez will score. Didi holds up. A good play by Matuk in right center. He cut it off because if Didi gets the second, the tying run would be there. Didi had to hold it first. A bullet line drive single to right center. Sanchez scores. And the Yankees trail 4-3, and that's all for Scump. Swung on and hit in the air to short left. Out is Machado to make the catch. Ball game over. Tigers win. Little pop fly in shallow left. Machado went out and got it easily. And the Tigers have won the ball game by the score of 4-3.
The Yankees comeback falls short. Manager Joe Girardi spoke after.
You know, I'd have to look at it. It's really hard for me to tell exactly where the pitches are. The big thing is, you know, I felt like I had to keep him in the game just because our pitching has been taxed a little bit lately.
And the one is probably a Yankee Stadium home run. And we took advantage of that, too. Didi hit his ball really hard, though. You know, CeCe, I give him a lot of credit because he didn't have a slider or a changeup tonight, really. They weren't very good, and he managed to give us six innings and keep us in the game. And, you know, you look at the three-run homer he gave up. It's not going to be a home run in a lot of ballparks, but, I mean, we take advantage of that too, and they took advantage of it. He changes speeds well, and he changes actually speeds on his pitches. I mean, he has one changeup that he's going to throw 83. He's got one he's going to throw 70. He was cutting his fastball. He was sinking his fastball, using his two breaking balls. Just he was pitching is what he was doing. I mean, you're not going to get hits every night. I mean, it can change tomorrow. He could get back over 300. I don't think so. You know, has he struggled the second half? Yeah. But I don't think, you know, he's looking at numbers. He's looking at being productive. You know, his batting average is not going to tell exactly how his season's going to end up. It's the productivity.
CC Sabathia took the loss, allowing four runs and six innings of work.
You know, those two pitches really didn't do much for me. You know, it was either catching too much plate or off the plate, and the changeup was like cutting. So, you know, it's just up to me to start trusting the grip again and just, you know, letting the pitches go.
You've really relied on those pitches at times throughout the course of this year. When you don't have them, what type of feeling is that out there on the mound?
I'm just out there battling like I was today, you know, just trying to get out. It's just, you know, I feel like, you know, the past couple starts, they haven't been that sharp, and that's why I've been getting a lot of foul balls and, you know, two strike counts where I can't, you know, kind of put a hitter away. And, you know, it was the case with Hicks tonight. He got a slider, hit a fly ball, and, you know, ended up being 3-1 homer.
You mentioned the grip. Have you changed the grip?
No. I mean, you know, I just feel like I'm cutting it off, you know, and, you know, doing little different things to try to make the ball move instead of just trusting it, like I said, and going out and trusting myself and going out and pitching.
It seemed like you had words several times throughout the night with Easterbrook. What was the issue there?
I mean, for some reason, 25-year-old CeCe felt like taking the mound today, so he got that.
D.D. Gregorius knocks in all three Yankees runs, but his team's comeback falls short. He spoke after.
I mean, it was, you know, we're down. But, you know, we battled. It shows, you know, we never give up till the end. So, you know, guys got on. And then the intentional walk. And then, you know, you're really hoping for Clint to come through right there. But, you know, he couldn't come through. But, you know, it's always next time. Can't win them all. You know, it's, you know, it's first year. You know, I mean, you get to handle it. You get to put it in that position. You always want to come through. So, it's what you want from everybody.
Brett Gardner has had quite a week. What do you think of the respect that they showed him in the ninth by intentionally walking him?
That just shows, just like you said, he's been having an amazing walkouts all over the place. So, you know, they walked him and then they try to go Glenn Frazier.
You had the day off yesterday, drove in three today. Is there any part of you that thinks a day off here or there helps you moving forward?
Not really. You know, I'm the type of guy that want to play every day. If I get a day off, I get a day off. But it means I'm not on the field, but I'm still working here in the cage and doing everything. So I still got to get ready because never know when you're going to come in the game. So, but it's always good once in a while to get a day off. I'm not trying to change anything, just trying to hit line drives all over the place because I'm not considering myself a power hitter. If they go out, they go out. But I'm trying to hit line drives. And just try to do that. Stay with the same approach every time.
Up next, the series against the Tigers concludes on Wednesday with Masahiro Tanaka on the hill.